conservative transgender commentator Blair White. Rape of VA Girl Politically Inconvenient for Left. By Joshua Klein on November 4, 2021. Blair White, a popular conservative transgender YouTuber, called out the media blackout of the rape of a ninth-grade girl by a male student wearing a skirt while sharing the high school girls' restroom, and ridiculed the Florida school board member for taking elementary school kids on a field trip to a gay bar, blaming such practices on boring low-status white liberal females who think it's progressive, edgy, and cool, while accusing them of putting their kids in harm's way. White joined Steve Maltzberg on his Eat the Press weekly commentary show, where the two began by discussing the tragic Loud in Virginia assault. In a story virtually ignored by all three major networks, CBS, ABC, and NBC, a male student was accused of raping a female student in the Stonebridge High School girls' restroom in late May, according to the attorneys representing the victim's family. The girl's father claimed the Loudoun County School District attempted to cover up the assault, and was later branded a terrorist by the media for speaking out. After noting the lack of network coverage, Maltzberg played a clip of Fox News co-host Geraldo Rivera apparently blaming the girl's father for overreacting, which White described as embarrassing. "Geraldo is incredibly cringy," White said, adding, "That's embarrassing he would say that about a child who has been raped." The popular YouTuber explained the indifferent response to the tragic event as what happens if something is politically inconvenient for the left. And this is definitely a political inconvenience, beyond just being a tragedy. White, who has nearly 1 million YouTube subscribers, elaborated on how the left gaslights the public into accepting its views. White said, "They don't want to admit that allowing, especially in terms of young people in puberty, teenagers to be in the same bathrooms, this type of thing can happen, and what they will do instead of address it or treat it seriously is they will gaslight the public into thinking that it's not really a thing or not a big deal. That's why you have former President Barack Obama talking about fake, phony culture wars when in reality we all know they're not fake," White added. Describing the incident as an undisputable tragedy, White noted a potential silver lining. "If there is a silver lining out of this horrific story, it's that more and more parents are becoming awakened to what's going on in public schools in terms of things like this. Critical race theory being taught, ideology being forced down their kids' throats. And we are seeing more and more parents rise up. Yes, they're being labeled terrorists, but that's the state fearing them. That's why they're being labeled in this way. Elementary school gay bar field trip." Commenting on a Florida school board member reportedly taking elementary school children on a field trip to a gay bar last month and even expressing pride over her actions, White blamed such incidents on boring, low-status white liberal females who think that it is progressive, edgy, and cool to place their kids in environments like this. "It is white liberal females that are making all of this happen. Thinking all the kids going to drag queen story hour and end up being read stories by convicted sex offenders," White said. "This is all, like, bored housewives and mothers who think that they're doing something good for their child, but in reality they're putting them in harm's way." Noting that a gay bar is an adult environment for those over the age of 21, White contrasted the field trip with those he was accustomed to as a child. "Though not as abrasive as a strip club," White noted, "it's still 21 and over. When I was a kid I was going to field trips to Chuck E. Cheese and chocolate factories, not bars. It's absolutely ridiculous," she added. Dave Chappelle's controversial Netflix special. On the subject of the recent attempts at censorship of comedian Dave Chappelle over claims of bigotry toward LGBTQ groups in his recent Netflix special The Closer, White agreed the media was distorting reality in its attempt to pit the LGBTQ community against the stand-up comedian and actor. "It's about the corporate media highlighting the loudest but smallest groups among us," White said, adding that critics were a mere fraction of the woke crowd. Claiming to possess inside info on the massive amount of viewers of the Netflix special, White denied that those attacking Chappelle represented a significant group. "There is no way that these groups and these people represent the majority. They just don't, and they certainly don't represent me as a trans person." White blamed corporate media for highlighting an extreme subset and presenting it as though it was the mainstream. "Every trans person I know in my life has a sense of humor and isn't offended by it. But it's the corporate media highlighting those because it sells money," So if you want to talk about phony culture wars, what might actually be an example of something that's a phony culture war is CNN highlighting the craziest people and acting like that's everyone, White added. Shiloh Jolie Pitt, trans icon? White also addressed actors Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's daughter Shiloh, who, according to Maltzberg, the media fell in love with years ago because she grew up according to her parents as a tomboy with short hair and male outfits, but who in her teens has now let her hair grow and started wearing dresses. Let me get this straight, they're mad that she's not trans? White exclaimed. Oh my god, ridiculous, ridiculous. White went on to ridicule the notion that being trans is something to aspire to. The fact that they would rather her have sterilized herself, changed her sex, lived a life unable to have kids in the future. Why is that what we have to aspire to these days? I think people are just so backwards, White added. But regardless of how Shiloh wants to live, kudos to her. And hopefully that the weird online backlash doesn't actually affect her. White is no stranger to controversy. In 2017, White was allegedly assaulted while wearing a Make America Great Again hat in Hollywood. According to a video uploaded by White, he had a nail torn off, which caused bleeding, and had liquid thrown in his face. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.